High pressure has been dominant throughout the spring, and often with high pressure during the spring and the summer months, we tend to get dry and sunny weather. It doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to be sunny. We have had some cloudier days as well, but generally high pressure has been in charge, so we've seen this settled spell of weather for quite some time. And what that usually means, when you get a big area of high pressure, it can often stick around for quite some days, and then you tend to get a break in the weather, maybe a weather front comes through and gives a spell of rain, and then sometimes you can get more high pressure systems building in, which is what we've had through much of the spring so far. And that's also because the jet stream has been to the north of the UK, so usually our jet stream, certainly during the winter and the spring, can be a bit further south and tends to, you know, give us the areas of low pressure coming in across. But during the spring, it does often move further north, but it can fluctuate, whereas this particular spring it's been far, quite a way to the north towards Iceland, so it's allowed the high pressure to be persistent for many months. It does look like as we go into the beginning of summer being the start of June, we are going to continue to see this fine weather, certainly for the first few days of June. There are some signs that we are looking at some spells of higher pressure throughout the month of June as well. So that does give us the suggestion that we could see some further fine and fairly warm weather. But looking further ahead, there is still the potential that we could see more unsettled spells of weather at times. So this particular event can't be directly related to the summer weather events that we'll see. We had a very wet autumn and winter, and that's the period of time when we usually see the recharge to our rivers and our reservoirs and what have you. So because of that period, there isn't too much concern at the moment, despite the fact we've had a fairly dry 3 months. There's not too much concern at the moment. I think if this dry weather was to continue through the summer and into next autumn, then there may be more concerns later on. But at this stage, it doesn't look like it's too concerning. We're just kind of seeing a bit of a swing, really. We've gone from very wet to very dry. So it's kind of averaging out almost at the moment.